Since he reported that story, the sea ice around Alaska has been melting, which is rare for this time of year. In fact, the Bering Sea lost about half of its sea ice cover just in the past 2 weeks. But like everything with climate change, we need to put this into context. So we turn to Brian Brettschneider. He's a climate researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
In the Bering Sea, this is unprecedented during the satellite era. So the amount of ice right now is less than it's ever been during the satellite era on any date between mid-January and early May.
But today it's snowing in Anchorage where you are. So how big a deal is this temperature differential?
So in the western part of Alaska, places like Kotzebue, Barrow, which is now Upyagvik, St. Paul Island, they're all having their warmest winter on record. So even though, you know, we still get snow and below freezing temperatures and ice buildup on rivers and lakes, it's extraordinarily warm in a large part of this part of North America.
So I saw this crazy video on Facebook today. You may have seen it. It's of waves crashing into a small building on the coast of western Alaska. This building was unprotected because there's no sea ice to act as a buffer between land and sea. I don't know if you've seen it, but is this happening all around the Arctic?
Yeah, so that video was taken at Little Diomede Island, which is just past the western tip of the Seward Peninsula of Alaska. And that is just absolutely unprecedented for this time of year. To have open water north of the Bering Strait up into the Chukchi Sea is just unheard of. And it's important to remember that the sea ice along the coast really protects the shoreline from erosion, from large storms that come in through the Bering Sea. So when you lose that ice, it becomes highly susceptible to severe erosion. And we've seen that in places, say, at Shishmaref and Kivalina and some other locations right along the coast.
So I read that on Tuesday, the temperature in some parts of northern Alaska was 45 degrees above average. What does that look like where you are?
So 45 degrees above average is absolutely extraordinary. To put that in context, there hasn't been a day in the lower 48 in many, many years at any place, on any station, on any day that's been that far above normal.
Wow.
So to have that is really extraordinary. You need those cold days. You need the days that are 10 and 20 and 30 below zero to freeze the ground deeply, to freeze the rivers and the lakes deeply. So it really is a big change that melts the permafrost, that changes the identity of this place.
So the Arctic Circle in Alaska is warming faster than many parts of the globe. Is there any chance that we're going to feel the impacts of that in the lower 48?
So the whole climate system is interconnected. When you melt snow and ice in the Arctic, it causes the Arctic to absorb more heat, causes it to warm up. And that affects the movement of energy across the globe. So when you have a warmer Arctic, you lessen the thermal gradient across from the equator to the Arctic, and that changes where low pressure patterns set up, that changes where the jet stream sets up. And so there's this whole cascading set of impacts that affect the entire hemisphere and, in fact, the entire globe when you heat up the Arctic, as we're doing right now.
Now, we know weather is not the same as climate. It's something we point out on the show whenever someone points to a cold snap as evidence that global warming isn't happening. We're having this warm winter in the Arctic. We're seeing these temperatures go up. What does that weather tell us about climate change?
So climate is, in one sense, the accumulation of long periods of weather. So, yeah, it may be warm today and it may be warm tomorrow. And a few times it'll be cooler than normal. But as we accumulate all these warm days, day after day after day, that then is reflected in our climate.
And let me take this a step further, Brian. I heard a quote from a researcher for the National Weather Service who's tracked temperatures in Alaska, and he believes Alaska is experiencing the birth of an entirely new climate. Do you agree with that?
Sometimes we'll use the term a new normal, and there is a new normal. The Arctic has warmed dramatically, and it's reflected pretty much in every metric of how we assess the climate. So this is the new normal.
Climate researcher Brian Brettschneider with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Marco.